silence your phones and grab some popcorn. It's time for the movie club. Each week, we watch a movie and then we follow it up with a discussion. Some would say that we talk about it. This week, Taylor, Mara, Cal, and myself, Ben, watched Gremlins.
Yeah, we did.
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
Cal, what did you think of this 1984 fantasy film as it's listed?
Fantasy.
As it's listed on...
Extra fantasy?
On Google. It's listed as fantasy/fantasy.
Exponential fantasy.
It was just goofy all around. I don't know. It's been like years since I last seen it, so I don't... It's just very weird to revisit something like this and then not remember like half that stuff happening at all, like seeing how much violence those gremlins caused. And I think it was just a metaphor for like crack back then. It's like, well, look what happens. I don't know, though. What did you guys think?
Oh, it's cute. It's like a goofy little movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's
the main thing. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I feel like it's something you could watch with the kids. I mean, I remember seeing this as a kid and being like so scared, like not being able to sleep, freaked out by this movie. So it's really funny watching it now where I'm just like, it's so absurd. Everything in it, like the moments are supposed to be like sad, like the girl talking about her dad, I was just like,
dude, that was pretty funny.
That's absurd. Sorry. So
yeah, I love this movie. This is the first time I've seen it and I love it. This is like right up my fucking alley of just like ridiculous shit. Hat like the scene where the gremlin, where like the Mogwai in the bar, like getting drunk and smoking cigarettes and like playing pranks on each other. It's one of my favorite scenes in movies now, just because it's so fucking
insane. Does this top Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, what's that?
Does this top Beauty and the Beast?
No, because that's a better movie. But like, this is just like the premise is like paper thin and everything, and the characters aren't all that like multifaceted or anything. But it's just like fun.
I will say though, with the characters, even though it's a very simple movie, like I cared about everyone in it.
Right.
And I feel like there's movies.
You cared when the farmers died.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we've watched movies that are supposed to be taken seriously, and I could like care less about all the characters.
Yeah.
And then this kind of goofy, silly movie
with like
a lot
simple
better.
With like simple characters, yeah, who aren't that like deep or anything, and you care more about Billy Peltzer than you do about whoever that chick was in the Neon Demon.
Don't even start. No. Nope. I wish the gremlins would have ate them, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Oh, Lord.
This movie was essentially Salacious Crumb the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Salacious Crumb is my favorite thing in Star Wars.
Let's see.
What do you guys think of at the end where he's like, you let it watch television? Like, it was like such a silly movie, and then at the end the like old Chinese man was like making commentary on American culture with the gremlins. Like, I didn't know if I liked that, because I was thinking about things like that watching it, because we were like laughing because there's like child-sized chainsaws and bow. Like, what are they called? The
crossbows.
The crossbows. It was like very forced.
I feel like in a way it kind of explains why Gizmo was like normal or like docile and stuff, and then all the other gremlins, like as its offspring after it's been spending all like day and night watching television, it kind of explains why the other Mogwai are all like crazy from the get-go. So like, it kind of makes sense and gives more context to why Gizmo, because I was wondering it the whole time. I'm like, why is Gizmo so like different than all the other ones? Mm-hmm. And that kind of explains it. It's kind of, I don't know. That part's kind of dated, where it's like the whole like quote unquote idiot box syndrome of like people are like, television will rot your brain.
Now
like,
kids
that
are just on
thing.
Their phones.
Right.
Well, they didn't even like touch. The only time they like touched on that was with the mom watching that sad ass movie. That's the only other time I can think of, like, them watching.
That's
a
why.
Bunch
that's
of
why
TV.
The end was like kind of forced.
That mom went off on those guys at the, right when they started being mad.
She's a fucking badass. She microwaved a gremlin.
Knifed the hell out of him. It's just, yeah, it's a weird.
Apparently this movie was like part of the reason why they created the PG-13 rating.
Hmm. It was this
movie
and
Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Just because of the violence.
I don't know. I would show a kid this, but I could understand if somebody wanted someone to be older. Right. I think it goes over kids' heads, some of that stuff, but it's
like, that's
extra
what I was saying.
Violent.
Like, I don't remember half that stuff from watching as a kid.
All you remember is just like the gremlins just like wreaking havoc and then cute little Gizmo, probably.
I think I remember that bar scene pretty well, though.
I know that bar scene was far too long. Like, I was like, okay,
it was pretty long, but I loved every second of it just because I love just like ridiculous little creatures getting drunk and beating each other up, and I don't know. That's stuff that I like. That's more. I want more.
Please put that on your Tinder profile.
I want that on. I want that in my in the Avengers Infinity War.
I'm over 6 foot and I love the gremlins.
Good God. A lot of patriotic themes too. Like the farmer was super against foreign stuff, and then the cop talking about, oh, this little guy, this little guy's patriotic.
American flag.
Like,
all right, let's get back to American values.
It's like Christmas and he finds a tiny American flag.
It's Christmas.
It'd be on the desk. It's on the sheriff's desk.
Yeah.
He's got to have it.
Sheriff's a patriot. Why aren't you? Why don't you have an American flag on your desk?
You have never been to my office. I have 10 American flags on my desk.
All different sizes.
Yeah. See, now you're overcompensating.
Can never overcompensate for America. Ask the troops, Taylor.
Look at all this Gremlins podcast turned into patriotism cup checking.
Ben, how'd you feel about this movie?
I mean, I enjoy it. I just think it's like, you know, I mean, it's just goofy fun. It's like just it's an
80s movie.
It's seriously, it's like one of like the quintessential 80s movies. It's just very, very 80s.
Did you see it when you were a little kid?
No, I didn't. I did not see it until like a year ago for the
first time. Oh, okay, so, okay.
This is my second time watching it, but
I feel like the year I was 5, I didn't sleep because of this movie.
Can totally get how when you're young and you watch this, it could like freak you out for sure.
I remember Halloween screwing me up, not this movie.
Okay, I've never seen Halloween. This is probably why I refuse to watch scary movies as an adult, because I was like, hell no with the gremlins.
This is like the perfect like introduction to scary movies, though, if you're like 10 or 11 or something like that. Like I would say this would fall in that age range where it's like it's not super ultra violent, except for when Supermom is murdering gremlins. But like even that, it's like little gremlins and stuff like that.
But there's like all the like you said, it's the elements of a scary movie of like suspense and stuff like that.
But you jumped when they first came,
poked
out.
I did.
Well, like,
I was waiting for their gnarly little hand to come out.
Gnarly little hand.
I want to know why Kate is still serving them in the bar.
That's what I said, man.
She's a good bartender.
Because they were going to
Why would you be serving? You're not, you don't own like an alien.
Because they're probably going to like, I don't know, eat her if she doesn't like serve
she
them or something.
Keep them happy.
I have the same problem with this movie as I do with like the Chucky movies. Like, it's very hard for me to like be scared of something that's like 3 foot tall or 2 foot tall.
Scared of something that's a puppet.
This is supposed to be a kid's movie. I know, but like this, I can actually like see why people could get scared of, because there's like 50 of them. So I could see someone, I could see someone getting scared of that.
So Chucky,
like with
just
Chucky,
anal.
I'd be like,
Chucky doesn't
kick that
like
old dude's ass.
Other like Barbies and
they just have like the bride of Chucky, and
I don't get why adults are scared of Chucky. I've never really gotten that. From
I think
the
it's
child's
just people.
Play
okay,
movies.
People
I'm just
are, like,
more scared
out
of,
by dolls,
of regular
that's
children
why.
Than I am of Chucky.
No, regular children are scary as hell.
It's like the clown thing. Like, I'm not scared. I think it plays on where some people are like really freaked out by dolls. Like,
I guess.
Maybe.
I guess.
I can see. Like, one time I did, there was this old lady. We're trying to find my friend's dog. And I just saw the Criminal Minds episode where like the person turned people into like human dolls. And we like knock on the door and she opens it. And she's like, oh, you guys can come in. And there's all these dolls on the wall. And we're like,
staring
we're
at
good.
You.
we're good. We're gonna stay outside.
Seeing into your soul. All those dolls.
It was a little scary, but I like dolls. But the ones that sit there and they have the weird eye. I don't know.
Gremlins have weird eyes.
Yeah, Gizmo's got big, huge Disney eyes.
I wish Gizmo was like a real thing. That
I know.
He is. He's in the form of our cat.
You were making fun of like, oh, that's Billy. He's our age and he's like fawning over this. I'm like, I'd be fucking fawning over this little Furby.
Oh, it's just goofy because I don't know. I feel like in most settings they would like give it to like a small child, this little puppy.
Billy's
thing.
Just a good-hearted, good-natured kid with the Road Warrior poster on his wall.
I saw that. It was cool. How does his dad have that much money to buy one of these gremlins? And he's an inventor. That's not a very good one, apparently.
Yeah, they never really explain like if he sold like or like what his sales rate is exactly for his invention.
Like I'm not gonna have a sales discussion right now.
His like closing
to know your
percentage,
profit margins.
Like we don't really get that. Why? How is he able to pay for his like house with all of his like wacky inventions?
Well, he was on Shark Tank
because Billy goes to work. The rude guy at the bank was like,
because he's able to pay for
his
a house
son
on,
pays
as
for
a bank teller.
You don't know.
Bank
it was the
'80s.
Bank now, when you bring your dog in.
And now when you bring your dog in, that's
hey,
a deduction
what,
on your pay.
What is up with that? Like, I feel like there's a lot of movies where, like, the dad's a crazy inventor and, like, can't make it work.
That's the 80s
like,
for you.
That's a theme
I
in
mean,
a lot
it's
of
mostly
movies.
Mostly just to, like, portray Billy as kind of, like, obviously, like, he's kind of clumsy and he just...
He's a hardworking young man.
He's a hardworking young man. But it's just kind of as a way to play on like he's kind of like a town outcast.
Mm-hmm.
Or like his family's thought of as being like the weird family and stuff. And it just is a way to like give him more sympathy. You know, because
it's just interesting. They like a lot of movies like go right to that profession.
Yeah.
I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, like Maurice.
Now it's like, I'd be like, your dad developed an app, all right. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially like in the 80s when you get like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and like all that kind
of
stuff.
I mean, I was thinking of Beauty and the Beast too.
That's why I said Maurice.
But you're right. Yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Well, and then like, he's not an inventor, but
Flubber. He's like a scientist, isn't he?
But I was going to say that. In like Back to the Future, like that's like one of like the plot points is that his dad's a loser and that like everybody's like, oh, you're just like your dad, and he's like trying to like prove that him and his dad are both not losers.
They use the same movie theater.
Did
you know that?
What?
They use the same movie theater.
Oh, it does look, I guess it, now that you say that, it looks very similar. So yeah, I guess that makes sense. So that's what Marty crashes into at the end of Back to the Future.
That's a frickin' gremlins ruined.
Yeah, and then the gremlins
and
blew
it exploded.
Up.
Well,
actually,
Billy blew
might,
it up. The
I would love. I would love. I'm not gonna say that on air. Never mind. I was gonna say I would love to blow up a movie theater, but that's not.
Yeah,
you can't say
yeah,
that. On
that's,
air.
You definitely can't say.
Like
that.
Like it was full of gremlins.
What do you think you're on? What show do you think you're on? Last Podcast Standing.
Can you clarify like an empty movie theater? Like, I just really don't want the FBI to show
a movie
my
theater
house.
Full of gremlins.
No,
it's fake. It's not real. It's like a gremlin noise.
Is
that good?
Makes all
you're a regular
those noises.
Howie Mandel.
Yes. Howie did a great job.
Deal or no deal.
Why are you
they should have put a soul patch on one of them.
Oh my gosh. No, the soul patch would have had to go on Gizmo because
I know, but that
would have
been great. What are you going to say, Ben? I'm sorry.
Why do you suppose this movie came out in June?
You're right. It's like a Christmas
like we're actually,
movie.
Oh, wait. This is actually the month that it came out?
This movie came out in June 8th, 1984.
It's a Christmas movie and everything, but like...
That is strange.
I would figure that it came out in June simply because they figured that it would be like a big release.
I thought they'd release in like November, December.
Subject matter-wise, that makes sense, but it's like a... I think they figured it was going to be a big release because it was produced by Steven Spielberg. So it's like, we think this will make money.
But December are big releases too.
Right. And that's why it is kind of weird that they released it in June. The only rationale I can give for it is it's a summer. Is like they figured it was going to be a big release, so they put release it in the summer.
Oscar bait.
Steven Spielberg. No, then a lot they of product placement. Burger King.
Burger King was all over the beginning.
And that Emporium.
Yeah, that damn Emporium.
I wish stores were still named Emporiums. That's great. Pharmacies. We don't have a ton of pharmacies. We just have Walgreens.
The drugstore.
Yeah. We don't have those anymore. Well, yeah. We do, but they're in Colorado and California. All these other states. We don't have those.
My grandpa and I used to go to the drugstore.
Get a lot done.
To get a lot done, you know. We'd buy lottery tickets.
We'd get a lot done. Was your grandpa a juggalo too?
No.
You come from a long line of juggalos.
No, this is like where you go to buy like Tylenol and shit.
I know.
And you buy lottery tickets.
You'd get face paint and
face paint and Faygo.
Well, I don't know who's going chicken hunting there, buddy. I don't know how magnets work there, buddy. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we're talking about the gremlins. Gremlins, gremlins.
I don't know what to say. I really don't. She's losing it over here.
By the way, that is definitely how my grandpa sounds. He talks exactly like that.
I assume that was from experience, not just some old guy that he pulled out. Oh my god. The hell is going on?
Oh.
Would you have a gremlin as a pet, Ben?
I'd love to have a gremlin. Gizmo. I'd love to have Gizmo.
Yeah.
You could take him to the music place with you.
Yeah. Gizmo would love it. As long as he doesn't go to like Live at Five or something like that.
Yeah.
He has to be in the Redstone room where there's like low lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he'd love it.
It's too much work.
What else would Gizmo love?
I don't know.
Hugs.
Hugs. Lots of hugs.
He liked that Santa hat a lot,
I think.
He would like
soft blankets and candles.
Who doesn't, though?
Huh.
Oh, Lord.
I bet Gizmo would like bath bombs.
Probably. He would get like subscription boxes to come to the house because he can't go out in the daylight. Lots of fun finds.
I want to know what a Mogwai's like preferred diet is. Is it like candy?
Well, they want candy, but they're like Americans. We want candy after midnight and then
and
we get
chicken
fat.
Wings.
To say they ate the shit out of that fried chicken.
I don't even think Billy heated it up. I think he just gave it to him refrigerated.
Doesn't matter.
And it was like a full plate of
uncovered. Don't tell me you haven't eaten.
Like fucking. I want to know who didn't eat them goddamn wings when they were made, because that was a full plate of wings.
Oh. Maybe Ben wants to kill us all.
Maybe they're being saved.
So then Billy just like took away family food.
Yeah, no, that's true. Billy's a piece of shit.
And they're already hard on time.
Billy.
Jeez.
I think the Phoebe Cates Christmas story about her dad is like amazing. It really, like, what place does it have in the movie? I'm not really sure.
Well, I thought it was going to lead up to.
I loved it.
I thought it was because she was talking about, like, suicide rates and stuff earlier, which just seemed out of place. So I thought maybe it would connect with that. And it was
how did she set it up? It was like
it explains why she doesn't like Christmas, but, like, where does it fit in with any sort of general idea of the movie?
Yeah.
It's just kind of random, but I loved it because the story is so like unique, where it's like my dad got drunk and got stuck in a chimney as Santa Claus and died.
She never says that he got drunk. You just added that little detail.
If he climbed down the chimney, he was drunk.
She had like a terrible line though, where it was like, people don't, what did she say? Like, people don't slit their presents. They slit their wrists at holiday.
Oh my
like, it was
God.
So, was I the only one that caught
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she said something about slitting wrists.
I was like, good God, woman.
Oh, people! Some people aren't opening their presents; they're
opening
their
wrists.
That's
yeah.
what she says.
Oh, dang!
Yeah,
she was like,
"What
queen?" Like emo before emo was a thing.
She
had
a
long
lot
day.
Of Hawthorne Heights.
She was a Cure fan for sure. Well, why don't I tell you what we're going to be watching next week?
All
what
right.
do you say? What do you say?
Gremlins 2.
Gremlins 2. Ellen picked Gremlins 2. No, so. On patreon.com/alienhappyhour, where you can also support, we have our Patreon pick of the month, where every month we do one selected by our Patreon picker, who is Ellen.
Our good friend Ellen.
Yes.
Our money champion.
Who's essentially funding our SoundCloud and Adobe accounts.
Yes.
Thank you. Along with
our other great patrons.
We thank you for that. But her pick for the final movie of June, before we move on to James Bond July, 007 July, if you will.
So excited.
Is a movie called Your Name, which came out last year.
Cal Heard?
It's called
Taylor Bly?
Keep going.
It's an animated movie out of Japan. It is the fourth highest grossing movie in Japan.
Wow.
Of like all time. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, you don't have to like peek over my shoulder. Don't worry.
I love Japanese movies.
I have a sneaking suspicion it's by Hayao Miyazaki or from Studio Ghibli if it's that high grossing.
Well, I'll tell you that it's by Makoto Shinkai, I'm going to say.
I know him.
I might have just butchered that name, but that's what I'm going to go with.
I know him.
It was by Shinsuke Nakamura?
No, not correct at all.
So is it animated with intent for kids or just an animated movie?
It seems like it's more of an adult animated movie.
Okay.
You know, Mara, there's a lot of adult animated movies. They're not all for kids.
That's why I asked. If it was for kids or just a generally animated
movie.
It's a
bit problematic thinking that.
Is that the recent one?
Huh?
Is it the
recent
one?
Wouldn't
like,
it be problematic
recent?
If I just assumed it was for kids and didn't ask?
Okay. I think I've like.
The fact that you had to ask.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the. Oh my God. I've seen a trailer for it. I haven't seen the actual like movie though.
It's the IMDb tagline on it is. Two strangers find themselves linked in a bizarre way. When a connection forms, will distance be the only thing that keeps them apart?
So happened to Mara.
Yeah.
That's not true at all.
You're formed in a special way.
But yeah, it's got high review scores
Zeus
across the board.
Me
so.
Out of mud.
I'm a patriot. I'm against foreign cars and foreign whatever that farmer said.
I drive old 1920s jalopies.
He drives a tractor. He didn't even have a normal car. Because the kid had the
Drives a tractor around town. His like old like weird like little
I'm glad they didn't promote knob. I'm glad they didn't promote drunk driving either.
Yeah.
He was about to leave and she's like,
they used to walk home. He's like, okay, I'll do that. It's like, good boy.
Old boy. We're watching Your Name.
Yes. That's true.
See how I flipped that?
So that's what we'll be watching next week, is Your Name. I've just been kind of skipping.
The Howie Mandel classic, Your Name.
This movie over twice what Gremlins made.
So we're watching a movie about that tattoo on Steve-O's butt.
Yes. that's what it's about. You nailed it.
Good Lord.
I pulled that out of my back pocket.
Is that the first time Steve-O's come up on our network?
I don't think so.
No, we talked about Nitrous one time, I think.
I talk about Steve-O all the time.
He was on Joe Rogan the other day. I kind of listened to it.
He's an interesting guy.
It's okay.
Interesting guy.
If you like what you heard, you do. I can't do this one.
If you like what you heard, you can rate and review on iTunes wherever you're listening to the podcast. You can also listen to it on SoundCloud, on Google Play, on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on the podcast app of your choice. If we're not on the podcast app of your choice, then I don't know what you're listening to podcasts on.
Idiot.
Got to take that tin can, throw it away, and download a real podcast app.
You listen to my podcast on a tin can with a string.
Or be like the dad of the movie and just invent one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want those inventions.
They
didn't
they work.
Suck.
They work when you originally get them.
Yeah.
What'd you say for like the first couple hours?
For the first
days?
Couple of weeks.
Yeah. So that's how like it'd be cool right away. Facebook Alien Happy Hour.
Kind of like
can
a gremlin.
Exactly. Kind of Gremlins on Facebook
you just
as well.
Solved the mystery.
His dad invented the gremlins?
Dun, dun, dun.
That was a Chinese guy.
Guys, hey. We need to go because we're about to lose like every listener we've ever had.
That's okay. They're probably
if they haven't gone away by now, then they won't ever go away.
They love Gremlins.
They're like, okay, Ellen picked a movie next week. I'll keep listening. She picks good
Ellen
ones.
Ellen keeps us going.
It's like, what? Yes. There's 10 minutes left on the podcast?
Why is there 10 minutes left? He said what the movie next week is.
Did I tell
be.
You what that vampire movie, though? I tell people all about that.
That
it
movie
was
so
great.
Funny.
Really
liked
it. Oh, What We Do in the Shadows. That's yeah. Right.
Very, very much.
I had
that
literally
one.
Never, like, seen that movie, and then I put it away at the library today. Like, I was just like, I've never. I didn't know this was like a thing.
It's a conspiracy.
It's crazy.
It's the thought bus.
I've been on that bus many times. I'm on a highway to hell, but
okay. All of us have Twitter accounts.
Alien Happy Hour on YouTube. And okay. Anyway, I mentioned Patreon earlier. Taylor, is that Taylor Not So Gang? That's Taylor Not So Gang.
Taylor of the
all
Not
one
So
word.
Gang.
Mara is at Mari with one R.
God, that's a very good identifier.
Cal is at Calamander with two R's.
Calamander.
Not true, though.
Calamander.
No, it's two.
Is it two?
I think somebody had the one.
Calamander.
I was a little upset about it.
Calamander.
Calamander.
In Spanish, it would be Mender of the Cal.
Wait, you have two
Mender
R's
de
at
Cal.
The end?
Yeah.
And somebody has one?
Pretty sure.
Let's see if the person with one... tweets funny
can I
stuff.
Buy it from
yeah, let's see if they how many followers they have yeah.
Probably more than I do.
Let's all tweet at Calamander with one R.
Give my friend your
give
name
me, give me name back.
Calamander.
Let's see at Calamander with
there's a Calamander 5, Calamander 8, Calamander 22. Oh, here's just Calamander. He's got he's following 36 and have 15 followers.
Oh, come on.
He's retweeted like, Jill Biden recently.
Well, that's okay.
Well, at least he's retweeting Uncle Joe.
At least he's a
no,
sweetheart.
No, Jill, his wife.
Oh, Jill. Well,
Aunt
she's,
Jill.
She's okay, too.
J Money. You know what he doesn't say, though?
What does he not
yo!
Say?
Yo!
Oh, my God.
And I am at Ben Schwind, and you can follow all of us at Alien Happy Hour. Thanks for listening. The
Movie
Club will
return
with
your name. Your name.
Or Kimi no na wa.